Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Ryan Edberg. He's the co-founder of something called Kingdom Youth Conferences, and kingdomyouthconferences.com is their website. It is plural, correct, Ryan?
Kingdom Youth Conference.
Oh, conference, single. I'm sorry about that. All right, this is Vocal Point. Thank you so much, Ryan, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Sure. So tell us about your ministry, sir.
Well, we started Kingdom Youth about 3 years ago. I was in a band called Silver Line and got to travel all over. And we toured for about 15 years. I was part of a lot of different great things. And I've seen a Choir of the Fire happening. We got to lead worship, do some concerts there. And saw about 5,000 kids all worshiping together, all different denominations coming together for one purpose, and it just got me really excited. So when I was done with the band, that was really still burning on my heart to do, and as we got started, a Choir of the Fire kind of went away, and Dare to Share stopped doing some of their big live events, and so we really ended up being one of the last youth conferences around now, headed into our fourth year.
Well, okay, for those not familiar with it, what is a Choir of the Fire? That's something associated with Ron Luce, I believe.
Yeah, it was. They did their ministry for, 30 years. It was amazing. They went all over and did youth conferences and saw thousands of students come to Christ. So it was powerful.
Tell me about youth work today, because there's a lot of challenges, especially as the culture has become really distinctly anti-Christian in many ways.
It is very much. They say that our generation's falling away, but we see music geared towards the parents, Christian entertainment geared towards the parents, and the world keeps targeting our youth. And so it was really on our heart to do something for the youth and go after them, because there's not a lot of ministry that's geared towards youth right now. And, it's just sad when you look at the statistics and see how many students are dropping away from the church and falling off as soon as they graduate, or by 16, 17 even.
Does apologetics fit in here somewhere?
We do. We teach them about their faith, but our biggest thing is teaching them who they are in Christ. So their foundation and who Christ says that they are. The world is attacking identity and stuff like that now. And if people, know who they are in Christ and know who they are as a person, it's not likely for them to turn away from the faith. And so it's been exciting to see students realize all that Jesus paid for on the cross, who he says that they are. And we've prayed with a lot of kids over different depressions and several kids that said they were going to commit suicide, that we found them help and connected them with their leaders.
Wow.
And so it's been very encouraging.
I understand that abandonment is a big problem, where a lot of kids are abandoned in their home.
It is. There's a lot of broken homes now where there's either single parent or mixed and stuff like that, where it was just a lot of mixture now and just not a lot of father figures out there for these students. And a lot of these kids, that's one of the biggest things they're looking for. I tell youth pastors all the time, there's not consistency in the home. And then youth pastors leave every 6-7 months, so there's no consistency at the church for them. The biggest consistency they have or somebody in their lives is their school teacher for the year. And, what are they teaching them? And so it's really, we encourage the youth pastors and leaders, it's easy to have a youth group now. You look a kid in the eyes, tell them you love them and you believe in them, and they'll bring 5-6 friends.
Okay, what about some of the social issues, especially, you see what's going on with, the gay movement, transgenderism, pro-abortion, and, unfortunately, the other side, the biblical side of these things, is not often heard in the culture at large, and I'm sure a lot of youth are, influenced by what they're hearing in the world, as well as adults, too.
No, absolutely. I think there's a big misconception, obviously, by the media, that they're trying to portray Christians as attacking people. But what we really need to understand is that disagreeing with somebody doesn't mean you hate them, and it doesn't mean that you're not for them. I mean, as Christians, we want to tell people the truth because we love them and we want to save them for eternity. And that's important to us. And, you know, obviously we have kids that are struggling with that stuff in the youth conferences, and we love on them. And I think the best thing you can do is just preach the gospel, you know.
And tell us about the actual conferences themselves, the youth, Kingdom Youth Conferences.
Events.
Pardon me?
Two-day events where we do about 14 all across the country. We're doing a couple in Florida. We did one or Palm Beach, but then this fall we will be in Tampa in November. So that's one of our good ones that we love coming back to every year. But we do 14 of them, and they're two-day events. We fly in bands and speakers from all over the world. We got Versus from Australia. They do all of our worship. Kemto Glasgow, who's part of Acquire the Fire, he's a pastor at Gateway. I do a lot of the speaking as well. But there's just a lot of good people from all over the world that come together for two-day conference. Youth groups come from 7-8. We've seen 13-hour drives to come to the event. So it's been encouraging.
Yeah. Do you ever have people like Alex McFarland come and speak to your groups?
We haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've heard his name, but I don't know him.
Oh, you should look him up. AlexMcFarland.com. I've had him on this program. He's an excellent speaker. He's kind of like Josh McDowell. What Josh McDowell, you know, in a previous generation, Alex McFarland is like that in this generation in terms of, you know, apologetics, but also in terms of discipleship and so forth. But anyway, what else do you want to say about the youth conferences?
We're just getting started. This is our fourth year. They've been growing. So we're excited to see where God takes us. We've got an internship that has started in September, where we've got about 15 students coming, where it's part of a Bible school as well. So we'll give them 4 years of Bible school in 2 years. And then we'll bring them to all of the youth conferences and let them actually do ministry at the youth conferences. So God called us to make disciples and not converts. And so a disciple is you replicate yourself.
Yeah.
And so we, just like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Like, we want to teach these kids the Bible and what we've learned and our experiences, and then let them see it in actual hands-on experiences at the youth conferences. So that's a cool program that we've started. There's been a lot of people that have even made this possible by supporting Kingdom Youth Conference monthly or helping us go after this generation. And we'd like to do about 30 or 40 of them a year. And we're really believing that eventually we'll be able to do that.
And what do you see as like one of the main objections or difficulties in reaching young people for Christ today, you know, in terms of the phenomena they're dealing with at this time?
One of the things that it's a generation that has heard everything and they've seen everything. If a kid wants to see something, they can just go on to, you know, Google or YouTube and type in whatever and find it. And so it is a whole different generation where, you know, being new, starting a new brand, it takes momentum. So really, I think the hardest part is building something for the kids. But again, like we said, letting them know who they are in Christ has been important. And like Paul talked about too, I didn't come in just word only, but I came with power. And so I really believe that this is a generation that doesn't just want to be talked at and told, but they want to experience God. And they're looking for something real. And I think that's the one thing that the church has that the world could never give them. That's the power of God. You remove the power of God out of the church, and it's no more than a social club. And so we've got to have biblical teaching with demonstration and the power of God. And kids, they get behind that. They get excited about that because they haven't seen that reel before.
The generation you're really targeting, it's, I guess they've been called Generation Z. And part of the whole problem with Generation Z is this is, in effect, the abandoned generation, you would say? And how so? I know you've alluded to it earlier, but how is this the abandoned generation, essentially?
It is. It's gotten harder and harder. And it's definitely a generation where, you know, both parents are working. You know, they say that the average time, one-on-one time with a parent and a kid right now is about 4 minutes. And that's sad.
A day.
I mean, yep, 4 minutes a day. And so, really, I went to school and with my kids, and it, out of the whole classroom of both my kids, third and fourth grade, they were the only kids in the school with the same mom and dad.
Oh.
So the rest of the class had all had either no father, no mother, or remarried, or, you know, a stepfather and mother, which is all, you know, it's great, but just that does play effects on kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so it is an abandoned generation. I think it's getting worse, and as we deem masculine men and make it easier for them to walk away, you know, right now it's not marriage until death do you part. It's I'll give it a good shot and we'll see what happens. And that affects kids. And then those kids, they grow up and they don't know how to be parents because they weren't parented correct.
Yeah.
And so the generation that's parenting right now, they weren't really parented correctly either.
Yeah.
And so it's just getting worse and worse. And we need to raise up that standard again of right and wrong and parenting and training our young people. We shouldn't have the schools be training our kids for life. They should be just giving them education and math and all that kind of stuff, but we should be raising our kids.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have about a minute left to summarize here. How about your own personal background in the short version in terms of how you got involved in youth ministry in the first place?
Well, it's actually funny because I grew up, my parents did foster care, and so I've seen a lot of the hurt and brokenness. We probably had 80-some foster kids while I was growing up, and then there's about 3 years there where they did full-time foster care with 12 kids in a home, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so going from that and then into a band doing music and traveling, seeing different youth groups and playing at different places and hearing from pastors different problems, it was something that I really wanted to help and speak into, having that kind of a background. And so I feel like we're just stepping into that now. We've been learning what to do, and, you know, building leaders is what we want to do.
So your parents, as foster parents, were one of those, you know, the good kinds that the everybody really is looking for, the kind that's going to treat the kids well. I mean, there's all kinds of horror stories out of the foster care system, but
there is.
And so you saw as a child then what can happen. Yeah, because I mean, I'm sure you heard all kinds of horror stories from some of those kids that your parents were taking in, and that's amazing.
Yeah, go ahead.
20 seconds to close.
It's just a broken system that needs people to look at. I mean, there's been kids that have to go back with their parents and they shouldn't go back, but because of their parents, they have to go back. And then 2 years later, you've got them again because the police found them living in a dog kennel.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, there's not, it's a broken system. So
but there is hope. There is hope.
There is.
And people can get more information about your ministry at kingdomyouthconference.com. Ryan, yeah. Edberg, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you, sir.
Yep, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Sure, thanks. Bye-bye.